and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today's episode of Fool's Daily is brought to you by the power of Octomonkey!
And?
Sharkapede.
See, I want to call him Sharktopede.
Sharktopede?
Yeah, I don't know why.
In reality, he's called Monkey Puss, which I think is rubbish compared to Octomonkey.
That is rubbish. Octopus.
No, not octopus. Monkopus.
No.
See, Octomonkey is so much better.
Yes. He should not be called whatever you said he was called.
Monkopus.
Monkopus. Mind you, it's quite cute, actually.
But is it Octomonkey?
Octomonkey is 100 times better.
Octomonkey. And I quite like Sharkapede, which is the actual name.
Yes, that works.
Now, our listeners don't know what we're talking about.
No, which is probably just as well.
It is, just as well. If you want to know what we're talking about, then you can go and look back through my Twitter feed. Just search for Octomonkey.
And you might see many references to it.
Yes, you'll see Octomonkey fighting Sharkapede.
Who won, by the way?
Oh, Octomonkey. He threw Sharkapede off the building.
A Sharkapede really hasn't... He's not very mobile and nimble, is he?
No, not when he's lying on his back with his legs kicking in the air going...
That's the problem with any of these sort of insect things, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of raid and they're done.
I don't understand how they got a millipede or centipede thing that big, though.
That's the power of genetic engineering. And frankly, that's your big concern about a shark merged with a centipede.
Yes. It worries me, things like that, you know.
Okay. Okay. In a world where Octomonkey exists, this is what you're worrying about.
Yeah. See, Octomonkey's just right. He's fine. Anyway, it's the end of March.
It is the end of March. And you know what that means?
It means that April's coming and Easter eggs are coming.
Yeah, and you'll continue to reverse the good gains that you've been making in your weight loss.
Possibly.
By stuffing your face with chocolate.
Possibly, but I doubt it.
No?
No, I don't get lots of Easter eggs, you see.
It's because no one likes you.
It's because I've been bad. Oh, no, it's Christmas.
No, it's because no one likes you.
And that as well.
I like you.
Yeah, but you don't buy me Easter eggs.
You know what? You want?
I don't want an Easter egg. No, go.
You want an Easter egg?
No, I don't want an Easter egg. I put on 2.5 pounds. I need to shift it. It's bad. Stop clicking.
I'm not clicking. I'm just looking at the cricket score and thinking, bugger, Australia are going to win.
What's cricket?
Cricket's a game.
Ah, but that's what we're here to talk about, is games.
It is what we're here to talk about. Very good.
It's the
anyone think you've been doing this podcasting for a long time?
It's the end of March and need to talk about...
Resolution review.
Hobby resolution review.
Do-do-do-do. So, who's are we doing today?
So, as I'm painting...
to try and frantically get your hobby resolutions done?
Maybe. We're going to do you today.
All right. Okay. Patron. Do you remember what mine were?
No. You should have notes of this, shouldn't you? That's like efficient and everything, isn't it?
Okay. No, I know what mine were.
Were they to not do any more... Kickstarters?
No, they weren't not to do any more Kickstarters. They were to be more sensible about doing Kickstarters, which I feel I have been.
Hmm.
Well, I have, in this quarter, I have only backed 2 Kickstarters.
Which are,
I'm bringing up the old Kickstarter page now. No, I've that's a lie, I backed 4 Kickstarters.
That's not good, is it?
Well, one of them was Raygun and Starburst.
Okay, so that's not It is a Kickstarter, but it's not a gaming.
It's not a miniature Kickstarter. Yeah. One of them was Exploding Kittens, the card game.
Hmm.
Which is a game. But I wasn't alone. 219,382 people backed Exploding Kittens.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the world.
And it raised $8.7 million.
What?
It's the biggest Kickstarter ever. 219,382 people, and it raised $8,782,571.
$8 million? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. When the main reward was...
A pussycat?
No, I think it's about $40. $35.
That's really ridiculous. How has that happened?
I don't know. They had a very good social media campaign, and it just caught on incredibly well. And I didn't get into it till late. But, you know, I mean, that is an unbelievable amount of money.
For a $40 game?
Yeah.
How many backers did they have?
That's what I'm saying. They had 219,000.
Oh, okay. So, Jesus Christ. That's very impressive.
That's amazing. Most backed campaign ever.
In a games environment or just general?
No, ever.
Wow.
Exploding Kittens is the most backed project of all time. It's more than doubled the previous record. The previous record was 105,000.
That's amazing, that is.
Yeah.
I wonder how many other people out there who listens to this have backed it. Own up.
I don't know, a lot of people. It does look a fun game, though. You know, it's one of those Saturday night on a two-day event type card games.
Yeah, is it a family game as well, I suppose? It's potentially...
It is, but it also has a copy of the... The main reward had a copy of the Not Safe for Work deck.
Yeah.
Which is a deck of bonus cards that were too horrible, incredible to include in the kid-friendly version. So my guess is that it's sort of tapped into the... the name's just completely gone. Cards Against Humanity market.
Yep.
And those, you know... And that's proved that there's
a market for games like that.
A market for, you know, outside the hobby world, that there is a market for... that sort of thing.
So it's just getting the right idea for that sort of type of game.
Yep.
And it's clear that if it appeals,
It will go mad.
Yeah.
No. Then I backed Open Combat.
Yep.
With slightly less backers, 544.
But they still made... They got funded as well.
They got funded more than double what they asked for. And I'm very excited about that one. And then the last one I backed was Blood Rage.
Ooh.
Which is another Cool Mini or Not game. It was interesting, that funding campaign, because they did it very differently from other Cool Mini or Not games.
Yep.
Because there were very little add-ons to add to it. You know, normally it's... Stretch goal is a freebie, then the next one is a $20 add-on. And there were very few add-ons, and there was only one real price point. You know, there was one reward.
Yep.
Which was a $75 reward to get the game, plus everything else.
Well, out of those, I've backed Open Combat and Blood Rage as well.
You didn't pack Ray Gun?
I completely forgot to. By the time I got to it, it had gone.
Oh, so I can't put you on a show with Holly Rose then?
You can.
Well, and just make sure that I mention that you didn't back her Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. We can talk Doctor Who. So So there's that. But I've gone into other Kickstarters and they've gone, no, you know, I'm never going to play that game. And I did the same with
Firestorm Armada.
No.
Were you going to say something there?
Yeah, the Thunderbirds game.
Okay. I saw an unboxing of Armada today.
All right.
And
I'm not into spaceship combat games. No, don't do it.
What about Star Trek Attack Wing then?
I'm not really into that, to be honest.
So explain to me why, when we were at TTN, you kept saying, shall I buy it? Shall I buy it?
Because I'm rubbish. You know that it's because I'm rubbish. And I have the willpower of someone who has no willpower.
It does look very nice, though, the game. But it,
which one?
The Armada game. It does look. It look.
Yes, it does look. No, it looks lovely.
But I don't think it's a game that I would play regularly. But
I hope we can get them to come to DAF CON and then, you know, have an event there.
Oh, that would be good.
A little bit of synergy there. Do you like it?
Yeah.
So that was the. I don't believe that I said no new Kickstarters. But that's been the Kickstarters for the quarter. And I'm actually feeling quite good because, as I say, I pulled out of a load of Kickstarters going, you know what, I'm not going to play this. So the Conan the Barbarian board game, I went, you know what, I probably won't play it. And I transferred that money into the Ghostbusters game. And I went, you know what? I probably won't play it. And then I put it into Thunderbirds, and I went, the only one in my family who's excited about Thunderbirds is me, so chances are I won't get to play it.
But,
which for me is very sensible.
But do you know what? From a psychological point of view, you've had the buzz of backing those games as well. So, you know, like you go into the shop and the game shop and you go, oh, what's there? Oh, I must get, oh, get that. And then you get home and
yep. It
just gets boxed away. Kickstarter is actually quite good for that because you can go, do you know what? You go through the initial, the purchase thing. You go, I bought it. And then there's the rationalization stroke guilt trip potentially where you go,
yep.
Do you know what? I'm not going to.
No, you are exactly right. So I felt quite good. I felt quite good about that because last year I would have just stayed in all of them and just had loads of big box games that I was then sell. So how else have I done? So my big hobby resolution was that no new figures couldn't come into the house and just sit in boxes.
Yep.
They had to get built. And I have done that.
Woohoo!
So I had Wrath of Kings delivered. Everything got built.
Really?
Yeah, I built everything.
Have you? I mean, how many factions did you get?
So I had two factions. I gave one of them away, and then I got it back again. So I've got two factions, and I have built all of them.
That's all models in the Kickstarter as well.
Yep.
That is.
And one of the factions is undercoated, and has even had some sample paint schemes on it. The other faction isn't undercoated, but it is getting glued to bases, and I had Bendy Boards make me some base inserts.
Who's that?
They're shell hands, so I got Yin Yang bases made.
Who made those?
That was bendyboards.co.uk.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them.
I should hope so. So I've done that. I've been playing with Gods and Mortals, so I've had figures come in for that. They've been based up, glued onto their bases and undercoated. Apart from the one that came in today. She is glued onto a base, ready for me to have a quick burst with the the PVA and sand to get her based up so that when the rain stops, I can undercoat them.
Bloody rain.
Yeah. So that I'm doing, I think I'm on top of. The only one that, the only figure, I mean, technically, Kickstarter figures were bought last year, so they were exempt. But as I say, I've done the Wrath of Kings ones, and the only ones I haven't done are my 15mm Ancients that came in from the West Wing Kickstarter that I did last year.
Is there any reason for that?
I haven't decided on what game I'm going to play with them yet.
Right.
It's still a toss-up between Hail Caesar and Impetus. And because it's unit basing, or element basing, I think they call it, isn't it?
It's a big decision, really, isn't it?
You know, once I need to decide the rule set to which I'm going to go to. So I don't know yet what I'm going to base them up as. I think I'll probably go with the Hail Caesar ones, and then I'll probably go with whichever the smaller one is, and then I'll just use conversion trays.
That makes sense, because then it allows you to essentially do both.
Yeah. So that's that. Painting-wise, I've actually really cracked on with painting. Especially in the last week or so. Since I made the decision not to do tournament, or to stay away from tournaments for a while, I have cracked on with painting. I have failed in my finish up my 3,000 point epic. I'm about 8 figures shy of that.
That's pretty impressive still.
But I have put my epic away because I'm not going to go to the epic event.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the whole tournament malaise thing that we talked about in a previous episode.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go and then just be a miserable git and ruin someone else's day. So I just went, you know what? I'm not going to go. But I have painted a load of other stuff, for things like Fistful of Kung Fu. I'm working my way through my boiler suited minions at the moment. Which I'm just doing, you know, relatively quick, certainly for me, paint jobs. I mean, they're only taking about an hour each. Which for me is, you know, practically speed painting.
Well, you tweeted yesterday on the red ones, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you said that the figure took you 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, which I'm very happy with. And I've got base coats on the next two. So they're in uniform colours, you know, rainbow colours. So red are the lowest of the low, just with pistols and a club. Orange get automatic rifles, and then yellow get submachine guns, and then greens are the specialists with shotguns and body armor.
You seem to be like cracking on quite well with that aspect of things. The epic thing is, it's a shame, but I understand it. But it's also a shame in that, from an achievement point of view, you said you were like 8 figures away from it, so.
Yeah, and I will go back to them and you know, finish them up. As I said, there are only 8, so I will get them done. And they're all tanks as well, so.
Oh, so that's relatively
relatively
straightforward as opposed to the infantry stuff, which is
But I keep getting distracted by the games I'm actually playing. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's quite funny because I was thinking about this the other day. I haven't played Epic for a while.
No, neither have I.
It's probably a good 2 months, I'd say.
Yeah, because I've been playing things like Open Combat and, you know, Gods and Mortals and Fistful of Kung Fu. So those small little games. But that's it. I bought some Games Workshop figures. I didn't paint them. I put them together.
What figures did you buy? Skaven.
I bought some of the new Skaven stuff. I bought a Vermin Lord and Thankwalt and Bone Ripper. And I'm just waiting to see what the new rules are going to be like, to see whether I'm going to carry on playing them.
Which is fair enough, because we all come from that sort of background, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can tell you if the rumors are true and they're going to like a 30 to 40 model game, and it's little elements and they have things like the cards and stuff, which all the rumors say they're going to have, then I think the chances of me playing a massive amount of Wrath of Kings is not very high.
Right. Because of the fact that you're already invested in the GW type world.
Yes. So that was that. What else was on my list of things to do? I haven't got anywhere with building a new table of terrain and having painted terrain. I haven't got any of that. Though I have designed a whole load of new terrain. And got it built.
Who would that be for?
Oh, that'll be again bendyboards.co.uk.
It's like a double act, this is.
It is. But I haven't painted it yet. Right. I'm gonna have I think over the Easter holidays I'm gonna have a sit down and get a couple of the lads around and just have a terrain painting day. Just to get some nice painted examples out.
They sort of talk about a terrain building party type thing, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's what it will be. I mean, it's not so much building it, it's getting it all painted. But I think, you know, if we all turn up and we all bring our airbrushes out and stuff, then we can get a good day's worth of work. We can probably get a couple of tables worth of terrain painted up nicely. So that's that. What else was on my list? I have sold stuff. Actual, physically sent it in the mail in exchange for cash. Rather than just giving it away.
Yeah.
I sold my X-Wing. Ooh. I sold my Relic Knights.
I'm sad about that.
What else have I sold? Sold a few other bits and pieces. I've sold some of my box games that I was never going to play off. You know, the ones that I sort of bought. And so, like, things like Puppet Wars and a couple of other smaller box game type things.
Not the Luchadors and the Dracula and things like that.
No, not things like that. Basically ones that the kids weren't going to play.
Yeah.
I've still got a copy of Spartacus for sale if anyone wants to buy it.
Who's Spartacus?
Well, not me. So I've not done that badly, actually. I'm probably neutral on hobby revenue. Mainly because people have pointed out things like the Reaper's Bones range as a way of getting very cheap models, especially for things like Gods and Mortals and stuff. Because you can get the models that would have been considered giants models to use as your gods for a couple of quid.
Oh, look at that Eldritch Demon.
Have you just searched Reaper Bones?
I may have done.
I got a Frost Giantess who I'm going to use as Freya. So she'll be my third god, my third Norse god. So I've got Freya, Hel, and Thor. And then I got a Frost Worm as well that I'll use as possibly the Midgard Serpent. So chuntering along, getting a load of painting done. I played, how many different systems have I played this quarter? Wrath of Kings, Fistful of Kung Fu,
Ogam,
Gods and Mortals,
Open Combat,
Saga. So I played five or six different systems this quarter.
And Malifaux, of course, as well.
Oh, Malifaux, yeah. Yeah, so five or six different systems.
You've done, so, you, but you haven't done your points for, so you have to.
Work, no, have no, to I have, well, because I never got around to working out the points and stuff. But so not bad, I think. I don't know, maybe a B.
B minus or B?
No, a B. A B, because I didn't get the the epic finished, but I do have a good excuse, better than my dog ate my homework. but I have got a lot of other stuff done, and things are progressing on things like the saga, you know, my saga force front, because I'm cross-fertilizing miniatures into loads of other games.
Yeah.
So my saga guys get used in Ogham, for example.
Yeah. Which is actually a decent way of doing things, because it will cut down on painting.
Yeah. And my fistful of kung fu people are going to get used in 7TV and things like that. So it's chuntering on. Oh, I painted a few of my models for my open combat warbands as well. Forgot that. So I've painted quite a bit, actually.
You've done well, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not have all been what you wanted, but you've done well. You know, you've done stuff.
Yeah, and I've built other stuff as well, and I know I'm not playing a massive amount of Malifaux at the moment, but I have built stuff for Malifaux in preparation for some of the newer box sets coming out and things.
Would that be anything to do with Molly by any chance?
It would be stuff to do with Molly, yeah.
All right, then, well, we shall settle with a B minor. B, I mean.
Yeah, don't start adding minuses. Harsh minuses.
Do you know that there's in the Dark Heaven Legends range there are sharky type monsters there to go with Sharks, Pete?
Possibly.
That sounds as though you may have them already.
No, I haven't, but I have looked at them on eBay. No, because the whole Sharkipede and Octo Monkey stuff is going to be later in the year. You know, I mean, it's probably, to be honest, it probably won't be until around Christmas time that we play that game.
Yeah.
Or it will actually be a series again. Oh, I suppose that's the other thing I've done, is I've got more regular gaming set up.
That's a major achievement as well.
Because I've got Spoons and I have sort of rearranged our schedules so that Wednesday night is gaming night. You know, he comes over after work, has his tea here, and then we game. I'm going to start gaming more regularly again with Pete on a Saturday morning. So I could be getting two or three games in a week.
Which is good.
That'll be excellent.
That's where I am at the moment. I usually get Club and Nick, possibly a third, if I go to Dark Sphere. Or see Des or Nigel.
Yeah, no. So that's the other thing, is I'm getting a bit more regular gaming in, and I've been popping over to bendyboards.co.uk HQ.
They do base inserts and things like that.
They do base inserts and some excellent terrain. Yeah. Especially for that Batman game. And a whole load of Wrath of Kings tokens, which are lovely.
Have we plugged them enough?
Oh, probably. I shall go and ask them for an advertising stipend.
Yeah, I think you should get in touch with the owners and see if we can...
get some sort of sponsorship deal?
Some sort of sponsorship deal, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I've gone on for long enough about...
Octo Monkey!
I possibly didn't say Octo Monkey enough.
No, I don't.
What's your ringtone for me, by the way, when I call you?
Your ringtone is you saying Octo Monkey.
Right. Well, until next Octo Monkey time. Imagine if we did something in October with Octo Monkey.
We could do Octo Monkey every day in October, though.
It could be Octo Monkey month. Oh, Octo Monkey, I'm going to paint you in October because October will be Octo Monkey. But until October, well, hopefully not till October, I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.